Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. This is tip number 5, the Windows 7 search box. Hi everyone, today I'd like to talk about the Windows 7 search box. If you have Windows Vista, you also have this feature, but it is unavailable in Windows XP and earlier versions of Windows. This is a handy little item, and it really helped me out when I transferred from Windows XP to Windows 7 last fall. This was because I wasn't really sure where things were located. Some of them were just in different places, and I had no idea how to get to them. I was able to find a lot of things, like different programs or locations in the control panel, by searching for words that I knew in the Windows 7 search box. So say I wanted to find out what printers I had installed on my computer, but was unsure where to go to find that information. I'll open the search box by simply pressing the Windows key, which activates the Start menu.
Search box edit.
The search box is the first thing that comes up when you enter into the Start menu. It is an edit field, so you simply type in the word that you're looking for, printer in my case,
devices and printers,
and Windows will automatically put you in a column of items that it found on your computer relating to printers. This includes programs, places on the control panel, email messages, and documents. It searches all hard drives on your computer for the word or phrase that you type. It has put me in a list. It bases this list on the first thing it thinks that I want to know about, which is devices and printers. This is true, but I want to arrow down the list and see if I can find out something that puts me even closer to what I want to look for.
View devices and printers.
View devices and printers. The devices and printers is simply the overall option in the control panel. It now gives me a list of sub-options, if you will, under that one. View devices and printers.
Add a printer. Change default printer. Share printers. Change advanced color management settings for displays, scanners, and printers. Network and sharing center. Documents, documents 95.
There, now it's telling me that I'm going to go from a programs list into a documents list. I did all this by simply pressing down arrow. If I press down arrow one more time,
fact sheet on Braille writers, printers, and software.
A fact sheet on Braille writers, printers, and software. It found this because the title of the document had the word printer in it. Let's go back up to view printers.
Document network change share change add a printer. View devices and printers.
Let's see what I have on my computer under view devices and printers. This is in the control panel
devices
somewhere.
Devices and printers. Explorer pane. Shell folder view. Items view. Not selected items view. Multi-select list box. Not selected devices expanded. List box not selected. Brainismurf 1 of 3.
It has taken me, in my case, to a list of computers connected to my network. If I press enter on one of the computers, I can get a list of devices that are connected to that computer. If you only have one computer, you won't need to take this step. You will be in the devices tree view, and you can arrow up and down and left and right to explore the list of your devices. So this is an example of how to use the Windows search box. It's simple as that. See you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.